For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Becca Schimmel. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017 created Opportunity Zones in an effort to encourage investment in economically distressed areas. I sat down with Akeisha Townsend-Eaton, a nonprofit attorney in Bowling Green, helping to organize a workshop this Saturday, August 24th, about Opportunity Zones.
In a nutshell, opportunity zones were created to basically drive capital into economically distressed communities that might have otherwise been overlooked. And really, you know, the point of that is to stimulate economic growth and to help the residents who live there, the business owners, and people who work there. They're the primary beneficiaries of this.
As someone who's not an expert, but somebody who maybe could understand this from a more layman's point of view, what does it mean to the people who are living in that community?
Well, it could mean a variety of things. Hopefully, it's something that a community would see as an opportunity. You know, we're really talking about whose opportunity here, but an opportunity to really see economic mobility where there hasn't been economic mobility. It could mean, you know, more options for affordable housing. It could mean better access to jobs and groceries and transportation. All of those things that the community has expressed as a need and as a barrier to mobility.
If you can just talk a little bit about what this Opportunity Zones and some of the partners that will be involved would mean for this community and for minorities in Bowling Green.
Sure. Well, thank you for asking that. It's interesting. So my mother was actually born probably not too far away from where we are in a house where Diddle Arena now stands. And it, unfortunately, was taken away as part of the urban renewal program that took Jonesville. We had a lot of businesses as well. My family had a grocery store, a beauty parlor, things like that. So, you know, this really creates an opportunity. I've reached out to a bunch of folks, including Western Kentucky University. We've got a great business accelerator. This is really an opportunity to take those resources and align them with the interest of new entrepreneurs. Part of this legislation is really intended to incentivize new business starts, creative business starts that are impacting the community.
And so when a lot of people hear Opportunity Zones, they aren't necessarily sure how it's going to benefit them or if it will. And I think that can sometimes be especially true for minority communities. So how do you explain what this can do and the potential that it has?
Yeah, well, a big part of this workshop and forum is really to dispel those myths that, you know, my interest doesn't necessarily align with an investor's interest, and this isn't here to benefit me. It's that's absolutely not true. It's definitely about residents. And, you know, part of the conversation, whether or not someone takes advantage of this incentive or not, is to say, hey, this opportunity zone was designated as such for a reason. And there's all kinds of ways to really leverage resources to improve the community as well.
We've been speaking with Akeisha Townsend-Eaton, a nonprofit attorney organizing a workshop on opportunity zones. The event will be at Mount Zion Baptist Church in Bowling Green on Saturday, August 24th. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Becca Schimmel.